In Iraq today, mixed reaction to the UN's announcement that early elections in Iraq are not possible. The most awaited response is that of Grand Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani, leading cleric of the majority Shiite Muslim community. It was Sistani who first advocated early elections before the U.S. hands over power July 1st. Sistani answered written questions today from a German magazine. He said he would accept the UN's recommendation for a delay, but he warned that the wait for elections should be brief. NPR's Deborah Amos is in Baghdad. And Deborah, is Grand Ayatollah Sistani's reaction shared by others in Iraq?
The reactions were all over the map today. It was a topic of discussion in mosques in Baghdad at Friday prayer service. The reaction depended on the community, but even among the Shiites, opinions were divided. Today, in a mosque in Sadr City, that's one of the poorest neighborhoods in Baghdad, there were tens of thousands of Shias who turned out on the streets as a religious leader made veiled references to the failure of Sistani's influence, that the UN stiffed him, gave him nothing. And this part of Baghdad is a center for more radical clerics in the Shia community who challenged Sistani's authority. Among the Sunni Muslims, a minority who were favored under Saddam but now have no leaders or organizations who unite the community, there was relief at the announcement. Some in the Sunni community are against elections at any time, and others say it's not the right time. They worry about security. They say the situation is too dire. And most important, they are worried that the majority Shiites will sweep them away in any election if the vote happens too soon.
What about the American-appointed governing council, which includes Shiite, Sunni, Muslims, also Kurds? How do they see the announcement from the United Nations?
Many of them reacted today according to their sectarian affiliation. However, the most interesting was Ahmed Shalabi, the head of the Iraqi National Council. Before the war, he was the Pentagon's favorite Iraqi leader, the most pro-American of all. But today, he took a position that was harder than Sistani's. He said today that the UN announcement was only a suggestion. This was a matter for the Iraqis, he said, and elections could still take place before June 30th.
Well, does Ayatollah al-Sistani's more moderate reaction than that give the United States some breathing room for negotiations before the July 1st handover?
Robert, some, but not much. Sistani not only warned that the wait for elections should be brief, but that any interim government before the elections should have limited power. And a report from Al Jazeera tonight could mean that patience in the Shia community is limited. Apparently, a spokesman from Sistani's office called on the city council of Kerbala, and that's a Shia city in the south, to step down or face a revolution in the city. The city council had been handpicked by the U.S.-led coalition, and in a predominantly Shia city, the Ayatollah is saying, I'm sorry, but they are illegitimate and they have to go.
NPR's Deborah Amos speaking to us from Baghdad. Thanks a lot, Deb.
Thank you, Robert.